I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. In May of 1961, at the height of his first great quintet, trumpeter Miles Davis took the stage at Carnegie Hall for a concert that has since become part of jazz history. That night, Miles brought together his working quintet and the large ensemble arrangements of collaborator Gil Evans, presenting jazz in one of America's most prestigious concert halls, a room at the time much more commonly associated with classical music than improvisation. This week, as the jazz world begins to celebrate what would have been Miles' 100th birthday, another trumpeter returns to Carnegie Hall to honor that legacy, Keon Harold. In some ways, Keon has been preparing for this moment his whole life. Born in St. Louis, Miles' hometown, Harold grew up in the long shadow of Davis's influence. Later, he contributed trumpet work to the soundtrack of the film Miles Ahead, performed with the Miles Electric Band, and built a career that stretches comfortably between jazz, hip-hop, soul, and film music. When I spoke with Keon recently, I asked him how he thinks about honoring an artist whose entire philosophy was to never stay still.
Try to stand on the shoulders and try to be a really good stunt double by keying in on what I've absorbed from listening to and learning from Miles forever, but at the same time, be myself respectfully.
The tension between tradition and individuality feels especially important when the artist being celebrated is Miles Davis. After all, Miles famously refused to repeat himself from bebop to cool jazz, modal music to fusion. He changed direction constantly, often leaving audiences behind before they caught up with him. For Harold, honoring Miles means understanding where he came from and then continuing to move forward.
You can only go as far forward as you go back. I'm not reinventing the wheel. I just want to roll the way I roll. But at the same time, that doesn't have to detract from what already exists. You take that and you add to the continuum.
Keon says learning to accept your musical influences is a bit like coming to understand your parents.
When you learn from your parents, they give you all this information and you say, okay, I hear you, but I'm going to do my own thing. And then you get grown and all of a sudden you start to speak to your kids and you start to say the same thing that they said, and then it comes together. I look at it like that with Miles. For a long time, it was kind of like, man, I can't play like that. I want to do me. But, you know, as I get older, I realize, okay, that's the source. I'm able to speak in the way that I speak and understand that I know where I came from, you know, in terms of a family tree. And I feel like Miles was an incredible example to be an innovator, to start in bebop, to end up where he ended up, and to change music arguably 8-9 times in between, and to influence the greatest influences in music. Music is in a better place because of that. I'm a beneficiary of that.
As a beneficiary, Harold himself has never stayed in one lane.
I don't limit it to just one thing. And, you know, when we think about Miles, he didn't limit it to just one thing. He was able to just grow and keep flooding the pipeline with dopeness.
On May 16th, nearly 65 years to the day after Miles' legendary Carnegie Hall concert, Harold takes the stage at Zankel Hall at Carnegie Hall to celebrate Miles' centennial. Miles Davis taught generations of musicians that honoring the past doesn't mean standing still, and Keon Harold learned the lesson.
I'm excited to play some music in honor of Miles and at the same time do my thing and let people know where I come from.
Keon Harold comes from St. Louis, and he's heading to Carnegie Hall on May 16th. You can watch my recent conversation with Keon Harold at WBGO.org and listen to my 2024 episode of the Third Story podcast with him while you're at it. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.